Hello, this is Anastasia.
Yes, hello Anastasia. Good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. This would be for Timur Construction, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I must let you know the call will be recorded for quality assurance. We're just following up in regards to an email that you sent out, I believe, Friday. Is it a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, you recall that email, right?
I believe so, yes. I think my father sent it.
Oh, your father? Oh, okay. Yeah, because it's basically asking when would you be getting the refund, right? Now, at this point, yes, so we do have an escalation pending. We had an escalation pending with management, right? We did get a resolution. As you know, as per the conversation back in August 26th, you know, all calls are being recorded for quality assurance, right? So when you called in requesting primary ownership of the Google business profile, then you requested a cancellation as well during the call. Now, of course, they gave you go ahead. Oh, yeah. No, so, you know, of course, they made you primary owner of the Google business profile. However, they did go over the free month of service, how you should take advantage of the free month, talk to you about the billing date, and, you know, the process in regards to cancellation if you accept the free month. As you can imagine, we have many, many customers, right? We invest time and resources on the account as well. So when we give you a free month, you know, you can do it with no commitments, of course, right? If you're still going to cancel, you can still cancel, but you must let us know for the billing date. So once the payment was made on the 7th, which is when you requested cancellation again, October 7th, that's when we proceeded with the cancellation. But that payment that was made was already allocated towards the services that were being used, right? So fortunately, management denied the refund request.
Okay. My question, I guess, would be, so when I asked for the ownership of the Google page, I did take you off that completely. So my question, even if we did take that 3 months, what were you guys doing if you didn't have access to that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, good that you bring it up, right? At the end of the day, we have the Google business profile connected to our system, right? Our AI, which is consistently optimized. Now, like we said, we have many clients, right? Now, if you give us, if you, you know, remove us, right, from the Google business profile, then it's not going to be synced. Right? It's not going to synchronize. Of course, you know, the goal of giving you the free month of service is to actually help you get the results that we're looking for, right? The goal is working together to make sure that you're getting those results. So, you know, by removing us, we're not able, you know, the API, the system that we have is not able to consistently optimize as it should. Therefore, the results are not there.
Exactly. So, my question, if you were in there, if you weren't able to do anything, what did I pay for? Like, the 3 months, okay, it doesn't care about that, but what you charged me for, what were you doing for this month if you didn't have access to that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I mean, keep in mind, when you sign up with us, right, you have a team that is working for you and for your business. Now, of course, you know, with that team, there's time and resources that are invested towards your business. Now, the payment that you make, you know, when you make the first payment, it's not like we as a business make a profit off of that, right? Now, we have the API system that we as a business invest in that actually helps you succeed. You know, we have different tools that we use as a business, you know, that we are investing in. So, you know, like we said, you do have the option to cancel at any point, but, you know, as per the terms and conditions, you know, we do ask that you notify us, you know, at least before billing. And like we said, during that call, August 26th, like we said on the recording, that we can actually find that the billing date and in the process of cancellation in case you wanted to cancel after the 3 months. So, I mean, I get your point, right? But, you know, like we said, we have many, many clients, right? So, We are a nationwide company. So we as a, you know, we can't.
Go ahead. Yeah, I understand that completely. But again, so my question, were you even doing anything in during the spring months and then the next month that I paid for if you didn't have access to the Google? Were you even doing anything to my business at this point, or it was just nothing done to it because you didn't have access?
Yeah, I mean, once you remove access, we're not able to do anything to it.
Okay, so what was the point of the 3 months then? And if I did take that 3 months, why you guys didn't tell me to share the access with you? Like, and then the next month they charged me. What did you charge me for? You didn't even have access to it, so you weren't able to do anything with it. And prior to that, the reason why I canceled is I've been using you guys for a couple of months, wasn't getting any results, like zero, didn't get a single customer, and I paid for all of these months, and then I asked for the cancellation. I didn't know that you guys didn't take my card off. I just thought that you would give me this 3 months to, because he or she, I don't remember who was on the phone with me, they're like telling me, yeah, like give us the extra month and you will see how you will have a lot of clients calling you, and we're almost there. So I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I didn't clearly understood that you guys are going to not take the card off, and you're going to give me the 3 months, and then after that, it will just be recharged again.
So well, I think you decided to continue, right?
That,
I mean, what?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I completely understand what you said before that and stuff like that, but I wouldn't even be calling you or asking you for the refund if you guys had access and you were actually doing something to our Google page, trying to move us, like, closer so people will see us, our customers will see us. But that wasn't, like, you didn't do that.
Yes, because when did you remove the access? After the 3 month, right?
No, that's the thing. I believe that I removed it right, well.
You didn't have primary ownership before then, so, I mean, you couldn't really remove us.
Yeah, so before that, I couldn't remove it. So after a phone call, I want to say, like, a few days after that, I believe I did remove it. Well, I didn't do it myself. So basically what happened is I start working with another company, and that's what they asked me. They're like, well, if you canceled with them, you should get the primary access, because I didn't know you guys had it. I thought I had it the whole time. So it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to call them. I'm going to do it. So I called you guys, and then I got you moved the primary access to me, and then I believe that company removed you guys at all from there, I think.
But did you set them up as primary owner, or did you give them your email information?
Not the primary owner. I was still a primary owner, but I did give them an access to it, yes.
As owner or manager?
Manager.
If you give them manager access, they can't really remove us. I mean, I understand what you're saying, right? And like you said, in any decision that you take, is we respect completely, even if you want to work with another business, right? At the end of the day, we are a Google certified partner. Now, like we said.
All I want to know is just what I paid for those $200-something. I just want to understand what did I pay for if you guys weren't on the profile and weren't able to do anything. That's all I just want to see. If you guys actually did anything, I believe there should be some kind of record of what was done to my profile if you guys did charge me for that. That's all I want to know. And if you guys did something, then no problem. I don't want any refund. You guys did your work, of course. I'm going to pay for it. But that's basically all I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, think about it this way, right? I mean, after you agreed to the 3 month of service, I mean, a few days later, you know, either you or the company or somebody that was working for you removed us, right? So you had agreed to it a few days ago, right? Like we said, on the recording, we do state that there will be charges after the 3 month of service. Like we said, we're very clear in that, right? So once that happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't really remember that. So
I understand.
Oh, give me a 3 months. I will see what happens if I will start getting any results finally. I didn't have that, and then I thought after the 3 months, I will just, like, keep it canceled. That's what was my impression after the phone call, but it's been a few months ago. Obviously,
yeah.
I don't
know. Oh, I get that. It's been a few months, right? It's been over 60 days, right? So I get what you're saying, right? I mean, the management did review the call, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
We're more than happy to you know, offer you a free month of service and reopen your package and help you with the actual business if you give us access. I can even throw in a discount on the bill, drop it to $149 a month for the SEO. But like we said, if you accepted the free month and then removed our access, you know, you are the company, that doesn't really follow on us, right? I mean, that's, you removed us from the program. Can you hear me? I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I do.
Now, in regards to the performance, I do want to bring it up, right? Because at the end of the day, what the only thing that we do here as a business is we're trying to help you compete, right, with the other businesses that are out there so you can get some work. Now, for example, you are trying to compete in a big city like Cincinnati. Now, you're trying to get remodeling work, which, like I said, there's plenty of money in there, right? So, like we said, other businesses are using other tools, you know, that you as a business are not, which, as you can imagine, that actually, you know, takes away from your calls, takes away from your performance. Like, for example, for construction businesses, for remodeling, there's the Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with the Google Guaranteed? Because I see you didn't really use it on our end.
No, not really, but yes, I'm kind of familiar with that, not a lot, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you do a search, you see it. I mean, if you search for remodeling services, you see a little green check mark beside a few businesses there. So as you can imagine, it's a tool that, you know, we pay Google, so they put you up there, right? It's a Google guaranteed business. They're putting their name out on your business, which, you know, as you can imagine, anybody searching, trying to get somebody good, you know, that moves the needle their way. So that's, for example, a pay-per-call service that we can help you set up directly with Google, in which, you know, like we said, it's a bid with the other businesses out there, and that's based on a budget. If there's any, they only charge you when they hit the call button, unlike other types of ads when they charge you per click. And if they're not legitimate calls, we dispute them, and we make sure that you don't get billed. Like we said, that's a different way of competing in a bigger market where there's, you know, more money into market. So in the reality of the situation, I mean, we can modify the package to fit your needs, right? That's the whole goal of working together. But in regards to the package that you were using for the optimization, which making sure that you comply with Google and the search engines 100%. Like we said, you know, once we have access, we connect it to our system, which makes sure that's taken care of, right? And like we said, we have people overlooking the system and ensuring that everything is in tip-top condition. So that's things that needs to get paid, right? That's where we use your money. That's where we allocate your money. So like we said,
okay.
That's so, basically the issue.
Okay. Yeah. So all I want to know is, or I guess want to see, is that what was done during those 2 months? I guess the 3 months and the months that I paid for. That's all I want to see, because I'm under impression right now that you guys didn't do anything and just charged me. That was the reason why I asked for the refund. So if the work was done, I just want to see it. What was there? And then we have no problem at all. I don't want any refund because, like I said before, if you guys did work, then no problem.
Okay. No, I understand that. I mean, I can have management, you know, somebody from management give you a call, right? So they can discuss this with you, right? It'll give you another perspective. Like we said, that's based on you know, what we do, right? Like we said, if you haven't tried Google Guarantee, you definitely need to look into it. Like we said, it's definitely something that, you know, moves the needle.
Yeah. So if somebody can give me a call, or even better, maybe shoot me an email showing what kind of work you guys did during the first month, the 3 months, and the next month they showed me for, that would be great. I would appreciate that.
Okay. No worries, Anna. I appreciate the time and the opportunity to have a conversation. I don't know if there's anything else that I could do for you right now.
I don't think so, no. I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling me.
My pleasure. We'll keep a lookout, all right? You have yourself a good day. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.